Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, Text 16. The chapter is entitled, Lord Krishna Shows the Universal Form. Esha va shreya adasyat gopa gokula nandana anena sarva durgani yuyam anja Tarisyata Esha Vasreya Adasya Gopa Gokula Nandana Anena Sarva Durgani Yuyam Anjas Tarisyata Esha Vasreya Adasya Gopa Gokula Nandana Anena Sarva Durgani Yuyam Anjas Tarisyata Esha Vasreya Adasya Gopa Gokula Nandana Anena Sarva Durgani Yuyam Anjas Tarisyata Shavasasradasya Vaishnavis Shavasradasya word meaning Esha, this child, Va, for all of you people, Shreya, the most auspicious. Adasyat will act all auspiciously. Gopa Gokula Nandana. Just like a coward boy, born in a family of cowherd men, as the son of the estate of Gokul. Anena, by him. Sarva Durgani, all kinds of miserable conditions. Yuyam, all of you. Anja, easily. Tarishyata, will overcome. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. To increase the transcendental bliss of the cowherd man of Gokul, this child will always act auspiciously for you. And by His grace only, you will surpass all difficulties. Please repeat after me. To increase the transcendental bliss of the cowherd man of Gokul, this child will always act auspiciously for you. And by His grace only, you will surpass all difficulties. Purport. For the cowherd man and the cows, Krishna is the supreme friend. Therefore, He is worshipped by the prayer Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha. His pastimes in Gokul, His dham, are always favorable to the brahmanas and the cows. His first business is to give all comfort to the cows and the brahmanas. In fact, comfort for the brahmanas is secondary, and comfort for the cows is his first concern. Because of his presence, all people will overcome all difficulties and always be situated in transcendental bliss. Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Chidamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastatada Satarine Om Agyanam Timirandasya Agyananjana Salakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Sme Shri Guru Enama Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswati Vyasam Tato Jayam Udi Are Nastaprayasya Badresu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavate Uttam Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Nashtaki. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one shall offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Nar Narayan, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadev, the author. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam, and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome in the heart is almost completely destroyed, and love and service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with devotional songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Before I start speaking, I will like to get the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, senior Vaishnavas present, including Maharaj, to be able to speak something on the science of Krishna consciousness that we are all trying to practice under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada. So we are, as we know that Garga Muni is present, and this is actually being spoken by Garga Muni, and this is a bit of a break from the killing activities or the killing leelas that have been so far taking place in the in the Bhagavatam so far that we have been reading, because prior to this was the killing of Trinavarta. And prior to that was the killing of Putana. So this is kind of a break, because in this one now Krishna is showing the universal form. As we know, this chapter starts with obviously Garga Muni coming over at the request of Nanda Maharaj for the naming ceremony. But after the naming ceremony, obviously Krishna starts with Balaram exhibiting their wonderful pastimes of crawling, eventually walking, and then the incident where Krishna reveals the universal form within his mouth to Mother Yashoda. So what I have done is, since to increase the transcendental bliss of the coward man of Gokul, this child will always act auspicious for you. Since the translation is based on transcendental bliss, that the Vrajvasis were enjoying from the activities or lilas of the Lord, I'm going to speak more on how the Gokul that is present on the material platform and Lord Krishna's eternal abode, Shigoluka, are none different. And also on what are the activities that are taking place on both planes, in the spiritual and material worlds. So, in the purports by Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, it is stated that Krishna Log is divided into three compartments, namely Dwarka, Mathura and Gokul. In the material world, the three are facsimile representations of the spiritual world. Now, the reason they are divided into three, that is Dwarka, Mathura and Gokul, are purely based on the activities or pastimes that are enacted in these three different areas. The pastimes that are enacted in Gokul by Lord Krishna are different in nature from the ones enacted in Dwarka, likewise in Mathura. So because the pastimes are of different variegatedness or of different nature, it is divided into these three platforms. As we know that in Vaikuntha, there are desire-fulfilling trees that can give you anything. In relation to that, it is said that in the material world, the purpose trees yield only the fruits of piety, wealth, fulfillment of desire and liberation. But the purpose trees in the abode of Krishna bestow innumerable fruits in the shape of checkered divine love. So, the comparison is being given between the mundane platform and the spiritual platform by Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj in Brahma Samhita. He very elaborately explains that in the material world, the purpose trees, which is basically what we are all looking for. If you see, the achievement of material prosperity and all this is towards fulfillment or getting fruits of piety, which are based on wealth, fulfillment of desire and liberation. However, the purpose trees in the abode of Vaikuntha Dham bestow innumerable fruits in the shape of checkered divine love. So, this was a very interesting point that came out, because when we are trying to satisfy the material senses in the shape of wealth, fame, and such propensities, are we really enjoying the transcendental pleasure, which is our eternal constitutional position? So, this is very important for us, that why is it that although someone is very rich, you know, yesterday I went to the Diamond District in downtown, and a very interesting incident happened with A and me. So we went to see one of these jewelers who is selling diamonds. And A told me that he went to see him 1 year ago, and the man is sitting literally like in the same place, which is just like a cubicle, He has a desk. He had a big safe. His safe was huge, you know. It was open, and he was sitting next to it. And he had some diamonds. And he seemed, according to AA, sitting in the same spot for 1 year. It's just a small room, you know. And we reached out to him and said, you know, we are coming here on, you know, as you know, from ISKCON. And we are going to be conducting this big fire yagya to usher in the new year and bring auspiciousness. And we have brought you some prasad. So he told me, you know, I don't take sweets, but I said I have these dates, you know, these wonderful dates, energy bars, you know. And he said, oh yeah, I'll take those. And you should have seen the way he was eating it with his receptionist, you know. And it just reminded me that he's surrounded by all this wealth of diamonds, but he can't eat any of this. You know, he can't. And here we bring him some prasad. And how anxiously and graciously he's partaking prasadam. And he's in the midst of all this wealth, but he doesn't even have time to eat. You know, he doesn't have time to eat. He's literally in a cubicle, spending all his days and nights. And that just reminded me how fortunate we are that we are seeing the Lord in His Archa Vigraha form. We are dancing. In fact, if you see to some degree, this transcendental bliss is relished by devotees in some form when we are doing kirtan. You feel that transcendental bliss. And it's the contentment of the soul that is important, which, you know, the materialists are just not getting it. That the contentment is not by overloading or, you know, trying to exploit the material resources. Because that is not really giving them the bliss, although they think it is. This man, if you saw his face, he seemed like, you know, he had not been sleeping a lot, works like a workaholic. You know, was just looking at you like this, you know, like the eyes were going to pop out. And I just realized how unfortunate they are, that they are just working, like Prabhupada said, like dogs and cats. You know, they just do not even understand the basic principle of life. And I just wanted to share that experience, because when I was reading in preparation for this class, a lot of points that came out actually were resonating with what I was seeing, that obviously the description the other day Dhruta Karma Prabhu was explaining very clearly in his class about how long, you know, Lord Brahma's day is, how long, you know, the yugas are. I was researching a bit, and the description of the kingdom of God, Gokula, is that is the top, is the top, the topmost region is obviously Gokula Vrindavan. And it resembles a lotus flower with 1,000 petals. Within that region is a place encircled by four curved lines, and that is called Swetadvip. In Swetadvip, there is elaborate arrangement for Sri Krishna's residence along with eternal associates such as Nand and Yashoda and others. So it very clearly mentions that in the spiritual world, there is eternal associates in the form of Yashoda, Nanda, you know, the cowherd boys that Lord Krishna played. So all are there. So there is activity going on. It is not like what we may be thinking, that there is nothing going on in the material world. It's void, you know, like the Mayavadis. They just feel that, oh, everything is taking place on the material platform, but there is nothing existing in the spiritual platform. The spiritual platform, everything is void. No, there is transcendental activities taking place there. It's very clearly explained in Brahma Samhita that within the Swetadvip is the residence of Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna is there with his eternal associates. And we know that whenever the Lord comes on this material platform, he actually descends with his associates. He descends with those same associates. So that's why we say that the material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world, which basically is that these activities are taking place, and the same activities are actually taking place Vrindavan itself on this material platform. It's just that we do not have the eyes to see that. And that is also further explained as I was reading, that the transcendental place in Vaikuntha is maintained by Lord Baladev. And the innermost place within Swetadip is Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, Govinda is the principal deity enjoying himself. Now, Srila Prabhupada was mentioning in his previous purport in text 15 that the living entity's independence, when they want to deprogram the program of Krishna, Prabhupada says deprogram the program of Krishna, which literally means that in that spiritual world, as we can see, we are serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, when the jiva wants to actually enjoy their minute independence, then they are trying to deprogram themselves and they have to come to this material platform. I was listening to Srila Prabhupada's lecture and he was being questioned, if God loves us so much, why are we suffering? And Prabhupada says, it's because we wanted to suffer, we wanted to come, we wanted to enjoy our senses. It's not that the Lord wanted us to be in this situation, but because we wanted to be independent, we have to have a place to come and do that. Because in the spiritual world, as we can see, the Lord, it's very clearly stated, in Vrindavan, Govinda is the principal deity enjoying himself. So, since the Lord is enjoying, we are serving the Lord. However, when we become rebellious and like Prabhupada said, deprogram the program of Krishna, then we have to come to this material platform. And we suffer here. And we suffer the four propensities that we have no answers for. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. Birth, death, old age and disease. But these are not present in the spiritual world. These four defects are not present in the spiritual world. Neither are the three modes of material nature. You see, we are under the conditions of the three modes of material nature. However, these are not present in the spiritual world. So in the spiritual world, we don't have Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. And in the spiritual world, we do not have the three modes of material nature. And that's a very important consideration for us to know that in the spiritual world, these are devoid. And it says that the pastimes of the Lord, Krishna are divided into three according to variegatedness of his pastime. According to the variegatedness of pastime, these three places are Dwarka, Mathura and Gokul. So there is unlimited variegatedness in the spiritual world. It's like I mentioned earlier, it's not void. And that, like I mentioned earlier, these three are basically based on the pastimes of the Lord. Because the Lord, as we can see here, to increase the transcendental bliss of the coward man of Gokul, the child will act auspiciously for you. So, as auspiciously, what Krishna is doing is that he's enacting his pastimes. And it says that both the dams and the archa vigraha forms of the Lord appear before us resembling matter in order to give us the facility to see spirit with our material eyes. So Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj is stating that the archa vigraha form and the dams that are present on this material platform are actually spiritual in nature. However, they resemble matter to us because we are still in the purificatory process, but it enables us to see spirit through the material eyes. And that's why we should always feel that whenever we are coming to see the deities, we are seeing Krishna in person. We are actually seeing Krishna in person. We are very fortunate. There is no difference between the cowherd boys who 5,000 years ago were serving the Lord in Vrindavan and seeing him personally, and us seeing the archa vigraha form of the Lord. That is similar, because it is very clearly stated that this is given to us So with material eyes we can see spiritual. Now, we always recite in the morning amongst one of our prayers, Divya Gyan Hridaya Prakasito. But how are you going to see this? It's going to come Divya Gyan Hridaya Prakasito. It's Divya Gyan comes through realization, through your heart. And we sing this, it is revealed in the heart. That's why we sing in the morning part of the prayers, Divya Gyan Hridaya Prakasito. And what does Prabhupada say? He says, as per the devotee's degree of surrender and purpose in devotional service, realization is awakened. Realization is awakened according to the degree of surrender. So, the Lord as the Paramatma feature is aware of our purpose. You know, so as we progress, the Lord helps us understand or see Him and His abodes more clearly. And Srila Rupa Goswami actually informs us in the Nectar of Devotion that practicing devotees should accept things that are favorable for spiritual life and reject things that are not favorable for spiritual life. What are the things that are favorable for spiritual life? Attending Mangal Arati, waking up early, chanting your rounds, eating Krishna Prasadam, you know, Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, you know, doing things that are favorable. And what are the things that we should reject? Things that, like the four pillars of sin, you know, those are four commandments that are we have. Do not indulge in illicit sex, do not do gambling and such things. Those are unfavorable things. But to speeden up our process of Krishna consciousness, we need to accept things that are favorable and reject. And Srila Narottam Das Thakur states that we can see the dhams perfectly when we completely give up the mentality of lording over material nature. Srila Narottam Das Thakur very clearly also states this, that for us to be able to realize the dhams, to be able to appreciate them, the propensity for material desires, lording, must not be existent within us. And when this is actually vanquished, then we are able to also see the dhams more clearly. It continues, the purpose continues to say, spiritual vision develops proportionally in ratio of our giving up the debasing mentality to enjoy matter unnecessarily. So as we continue to be detached from the material propensity and dovetail more into devotional life, then according to that our spiritual vision increases. So that means that we all see or appreciate the dhams and the activities of the Lord according to our spiritual vision, and we all have that at different levels, and that is based also on how much we are progressing. And I can be corrected, we have 400,000, we have 8,400,000 species of life, out of which 400,000 is human beings. Now according to Drutta Karma Prabhu is here, we are all Homo sapiens. So the question is, if we are all Homo sapiens, how do we have 400,000? It's 400,000 levels of consciousness. And so, everyone sees differently. Even when we are all sitting in this room, our level of understanding and appreciation of the dhams, the leelas, the pastimes of the Lord, and understanding Krishna consciousness is at different levels. And modern civilization is an atmosphere of disease, making infection. Srila Prabhupada very clearly is also stating this, that modern civilization is an atmosphere of disease making infection. The living being is a spiritual spark, and as such, spiritual as the Lord Himself. Therefore, since our constitution is spiritual, the living entity can only be happy in the spiritual sky. So, Srila Prabhupada also is mentioning this very important point, that we are actually, instead of getting detached from material atmosphere, we are actually getting more and more engrossed in the atmosphere of disease and infection. Because we are also a spiritual constitution, like the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Because we are of that same quality, not quantity, but quality. We are of the same composition of spiritual. We can only be happy when we are in the spiritual sky. And a spiritual being conditioned by material body must get rid of the disease condition instead of developing the cause of the disease by keeping on engaging in material propensities. We need to get out of those. And towards that, you know, obviously we know that the abode of the spiritual sky is very clearly explained in Brahma Samhita, Chintamani Prakar Sadma Sukalpa Vriksha Laksa Vritesu Surabir Abhi Palantam Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambara Sevyamanam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primordial Lord, the first progenitor who is tending the cows, yielding all desires in abodes built with spiritual gems, surrounded by millions of purpose trees, always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis. So, we very clearly know that the spiritual world, sky, we have the desire fulfilling trees. And I've mentioned earlier that the desire fulfilling trees are the ones that give us unchecked love of Krishna. That's what it they give. But further, the description given is that in the spiritual world, in addition to eternal life, blissful and full knowledge, because we know Sachit Ananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, so it is full of bliss, knowledge and eternal life. There is ample milk, vegetables, jewels, beautiful houses. We also have beautiful damsels who are all goddesses of fortune. And Srila Sanatan Goswami in his Birhad Bhagavatam also states that Lord Krishna displays his pastimes in Gokul as he is used to do in Goluka. So the pastimes that are being enacted here on the material platform are none different or are also being enacted in the spiritual world. But there are some pastimes that we cannot see. And those pastimes to see, we need to get the grace of the Lord. And there is no difference between the Goluka that exists in the upper and Gokul, which is situated on the mundane platform. So on the mundane plane, there is no difference between the two dhams. And in the material world, the purpose trees, as I said, only, you know, fulfill the desire that we are used to of wealth and liberation. But in the spiritual, they obviously yield this love. And it's also visible pastimes. Krishna in Gokula and Mathura and Dwarka, these pastimes that are not visible in these three places are visible only in the spiritual sky of Vrindavan, and these are only revealed to us by the mercy of the Lord. And these invincible pastimes, when they are revealed by the Lord to us, we actually start appreciating and enjoying and relishing them. And through that appreciation of enjoying and relishing, we actually achieve or we feel transcendental bliss. Because all you can see is that Prabhupada said in this translation, to increase the transcendental bliss of the coward, the child will always act auspiciously. Because the Lord's activities are always auspicious, they cannot be inauspicious. So this bliss is being increased always because of the unlimited pastimes that the Lord is doing in different activities, you know, from crawling, as we'll see in this chapter later, from crawling and to walking, you know, to sucking the mother's breast, you know, stealing, going to the different gopis' houses, stealing butter, breaking pots. Now, Krishna was very naughty. He was breaking pots, he was stealing, you know, but That's why one of the names of Lord Krishna is Makanchor. You know, Makanchor. Chor actually means, you know, a thief. But yet he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because what is the Lord doing? The Lord is, by his transcendental activities, you know, he makes us feel that pleasure. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj says that transcendental reality varies according to the degree of self-realization. So we enjoy those mellows according to our self-realization. And that the eye of devotion is nothing but the eye of pure, unalloyed spiritual self of the jiva. And the form of Krishna is visible to that eye in proportion to its purification by the practice of devotion. So by the practice of devotion, we can relish the form of Lord Krishna. But prior to that, the eye of devotion is nothing but actually the spiritual self of the jiva. And so as we continue practicing devotional service, we start coming into what is, we obviously know the different stages of bhakti, culminating into the topmost forms of bhakti. But the process is, depending on our degree of surrender, we get the self-realization, and based on that self-realization, we enjoy these mellows proportionately. Hare Krishna. Any questions, any comments?
Yoga is authentic and is genuine, and lifestyle in the material world, sense enjoyment, is artificial. One thing Srila Prabhupada says in a lecture, I believe it's in West Virginia, he was saying, you can have all the money in the world, you can take in, I'm paraphrasing, but the gist is you can have a lot of money, but you eat like 4 or 5 pieces of bread. That's about it. That's all you can handle. So what are you going to do with all the money? And you can have all the land in West Virginia, but you're going to lie down at 6 feet. How much space can you take? So this, you know, lifestyle that's guided by lust, anger, greed, the modes of material nature, is all artificial, because we know Jiva Swarupoi Nitya Krishna Das. That's our, when we step into this lifestyle, then we're in our constitutional position, and we're able to, it's, everything is nicely balanced, and it becomes very sweet, and we're able to taste that transcendental nectar. It's not artificial. That's just a comment I wanted to...
That's why Srila Prabhupada says that, you know, that when we are in this material disease, instead of getting out of the material disease, we are getting more and more entangled by it. And it's very, so, you know, when I saw this guy, immediately I gave him this prasad. It had three, you know, like laddu size energy balls, we call them, you know, with dates. It was like he had not eaten the whole day. Guy had not eaten the whole day, and he is surrounded by diamonds. So A and I were just thinking what Prabhupada said, you can't eat gold, you can't eat diamonds. You're working so hard, you know, you're in this cubicle, and you don't even have time to eat prasad. You know, you're literally sleeping in your chair. You know, it's like, what is this? And that is why, you know, Atato Brahm Jigyasa, it is so important that, is this what we are trying to feel, that I'm content? Maybe the guy may be driving a big car, I don't know what car he drives, but is that life's content? Content doesn't come from, as you said, with wealth and all that. Content is something that is jive. It is like that Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, the contentment is not the body, it has to be the soul. And all we are doing is trying to do things on the material platform. And we have to do spiritually, because when you're spiritually satisfied, then you don't have to look at things this way. You can live very simple, like devotees, but you're very content. And in fact, I went to another place with A. Prabhu, and he's always content. I don't know if you have seen, he's always smiling, he's always very relaxed. So this guy was looking at him and he asked, he said, "Man, this man looks very happy. What does he do?" I said, "He does nothing apart from Krishna consciousness." And the guy said, "What do you mean he doesn't do? How does he eat? How does he take care of himself?" I said, "You can see him. He's shining." And he said, "Are you serious? This guy does nothing?" And then A. Prabhu said, "Yeah. I only eat Krishna prasadam. I just come to the temple. I serve the temple. I see the deities." And he's content. And this guy here, in the other story, selling rubies and this, and he's also dull-faced. So you can see the contentment, that is the contentment in the service of the Lord. And I'm just speaking this because this just happened to us yesterday. And the second guy couldn't believe that A does nothing. He just couldn't believe it. Srimad Bhagavatam class ki.
Pearson. Okay.